हरे कृष्णा। क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम राधिकेश प्रभु। इज ब्रह्मन जस्ट अ स्ट्रीम ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस फॉर द ज्ञानीज एंड अ पर्सन फॉर भक्तस? हाउ आर बोथ कंसेप्शंस साइमल्टेनियसली ट्रू? आंसर, एज कृष्णा सेज इन द भगवद्गीता, ये यथा माम प्रपद्यन्ते ताम सथैव भजाम्यहम्। In 4.11, he says that I reciprocate with people according to how they surrender to me. So, when a jnani desires to merge into the oneness of the absolute truth, which the jnanis think is the absolute truth, then Krishna reciprocates with them accordingly. If they are Brahmavadis, if they are not offensive to Krishna's form, that means they just know about the impersonal absolute and they want to enter into the impersonal absolute. So now in this case, essentially what happens is that Krishna reciprocates with their desire by obscuring perception of other things for them. So is the absolute truth just a stream of consciousness? Definitely not. The absolute truth is, as we know, having a three-level manifestation. There is the all-pervading effulgence, which can be likened to a stream of consciousness. But that stream of consciousness is coming from a source. And that source is Bhagavan. And that Bhagavan is a person, and that Bhagavan also manifests in localized manifestations as Paramatma. So now, let's focus on the two, Brahman and Bhagwan. Those who desire to merge into the infinity of the one consciousness, then Krishna reciprocates by making them no longer aware of the personal dimension. So, just like we say in this world also, Naham Prakash Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrata. Krishna, that is primarily applying to materialists who can't perceive spiritual reality. But this 7.25 in the Bhagavad Gita comes immediately after 7.24, which is talking about impersonal. Avyaktam vyaktimapannam manyante mamugdaya. So they think Krishna was impersonal before and has become personal now. So now the point here, and Krishna says that they are less intelligent, abuddhaya. So immediately after that, Krishna says that I am not manifest to everyone. So his illusory energy can, just as the illusory energy covers people in this world and can make them materialists who don't care for God or atheists who don't believe in God. Similarly, the illusory energy can cover even the impersonalists and make them think that there is no personal dimension to the absolute truth. So essentially, the absolute truth does have a manifestation as an all-pervading stream of consciousness. But to say that the absolute truth is just a stream of consciousness, that is a misconception. And just as there can be a misconception in which people misidentify with the body and think that I am a male or a female or whatever, similarly, there can be, by the Maya Shakti of the Lord, the misconception by which the impersonalist thinks that I have merged into the infinite, into the one stream of consciousness. Normally in the conscious experience, there is the perceiver, there is the perceived, and there is the perception. That perception is the stream of consciousness. So by the illusory energy, the perceived and the perceiver, both that consciousness becomes obscured for the jnanis, and they conceive only the stream of consciousness, and they think that they have merged that stream. So that is made by that arrangement is made by the Lord to reciprocate with their desire. So that is also an illusion, but that is not exactly a material illusion in the sense that there is no matter in the Brahman, but still it is an illusion and it is not exactly a spiritual illusion, because spiritual illusions like this done by Yoga Maya in the spiritual world is meant to increase our remembrance of Krishna. But for example, Yashoda Mai, she can relate with Krishna much more intimately and intensely when she sees Krishna not as the absolute truth, but as her child. So that is the spiritual forgetfulness of Krishna's position. So those who go to Brahman, and seek the Brahman, they are in an intermediate position that where there is an illusion according to their desires, by which they conceive of the absolute truth as impersonal. So it is not that the, so you can, are the both conceptions real? No, that is a reduction of the conception of the absolute truth to a level of self-contradiction. Now, to say that the absolute truth is personal for the personalist and impersonal for the impersonalist, is that correct? It is correct in terms of the reciprocity of the absolute truth. It is not correct in terms of the complete understanding of the absolute truth. The absolute truth has a personal aspect, and when the impersonalist see the absolute truth as impersonal, that does not mean that the absolute truth no longer is a personal aspect. There is a personal aspect and Brahmanohi Pratishtaham, the personal aspect is the higher aspect. But the impersonalists don't perceive it. So it's not that both are real, in the sense that the absolute truth is only impersonal for the impersonalists and only personal for the personalists. No, as devotees we understand that Krishna has both aspects. And as devotees, we acknowledge the impersonal aspect of Krishna, but we focus on the personal aspect. The impersonalists are not like that. They are not acknowledging Krishna's personal aspect and focusing on the impersonal aspect. Rather, their philosophy makes them think that the personal aspect itself is a product of illusion. And that is an illusion. Thank you. Hare Krishna.